From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You've been staying warm this week?
It's a little cold this week, but it's fine.
Hasn't it been a little cold this week? Yeah. Well, it was a good week to stay in and try to work your way through the challenge puzzle that you left us with last week. Would you repeat it?
Yes, it came from listener Steve Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts. I said, using the only letters in the phrase triple mocha and repeating them as often as you wish, you can spell the name of another cold treat. And the answer consists of four words with a total of 21 letters. What is it?
What is it?
It is chocolate chip ice cream.
We had over 2,100 entries from people who tried to solve this puzzle and get the correct answer. And our randomly selected winner is Joy Bloomstein from Duanesburg, New York. Hi, Joy.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I am well. Duanesburg, where is it?
Duanesburg is about 25 miles west of Albany.
Ah, so upstate New York. Did you have a lot of snow this past week?
No, not too bad. We only had about 24 inches.
Oh, 2 feet. Hey.
2 feet. That was before the wind got into it.
And then you had to kind of wade your way through.
And
to
then
get
we
to the
have
snow
our home. Drifts.
There you go. There you go. What do you do in Duanesburg?
I actually work in Schenectady, where I'm an administrative assistant for a company that does communication consulting and staffing, as well as staging corporate events and webcasts.
My goodness, that's a pretty responsible job. Are you a puzzle person? Have you been playing the puzzle, this one, a long time?
Only about a year.
All right, Joy, meet Will. Will, meet Joy. Let's play.
All right, Joy and Leanne, I'm going to give you clues for two words. The first word has seven letters. Drop the first and last letters, read the remainder backward, and it will spell a new five-letter word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said obvious and related to birth, you would say blatant and natal.
I see.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Silence. Okay.
Yeah.
Hope you got pencil and paper handy. Here's number one. Cheyenne's state. And your second clue is Leonard of the original Star Trek.
That would be Wyoming and Nimoy.
Excellent. Number two, a sleeping place hung between trees and a punctuation mark.
Hammock and comma.
Nice job. Native of Tel Aviv and certain jets.
Israeli and Lears.
That's correct. Capable of producing crops and a unit of petrol.
Fertile and leader.
Fertile and leader, and leader spelled the British way.
Mm-hmm.
One who's far from normal and innocent and unsophisticated. One who's far from normal. And if you don't know much about things,
boy,
you might call you the second
I'm
one.
I'm thinking
innocent.
Naive.
Naive, yes, that's
very
correct.
Good.
But one who's far from normal.
So we let's put
deviant.
Deviant. Nice work. To add water to. And your second clue is late.
Hydrate and tardy.
Good job. Try this one. A native dweller and an online publication. A generic term for an online publication.
Generic.
All I can think of is either blog or e-zine.
E-zine, yes. E-zine is right.
Denizen.
Uh-huh.
Denizen.
Good job. Good job. A false notion or belief. And your second clue is a kind of lily. False notion or belief and a kind of lily.
Fallacy and calla.
Oh, good job. Good job. And your last one, elf-like, and one of the judges on American Idol. The one who's most caustic.
Yeah, that I kind of figured that out, and I'm working, trying to work that backwards.
Me too. I don't think I'm spelling his last name right, though.
Oh, you need his first name.
Oh, just his first
okay.
name.
Gnomish and Simon.
Gnomish and Simon. Good job.
Gnomish.
That word doesn't come up much, you know?
No, it doesn't. Joy. You're a pistol here.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Nice work. You did very well. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Joy, tell us the member station you listen to.
I listen to WAMC.
WAMC, Northeast North Country Public Radio, I believe.
Right.
Out of Albany, Joy Bloomstein in Duanesburg, New York. Thanks a lot. You were terrific. Thanks for playing with us today.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, Will, now that our brains are all warmed up, what do you have for our weekly challenge?
Well, this is a numerical puzzle I picked up last weekend at the New York Puzzle Party. It's by Robert Wainwright of New Rochelle, New York. The object is to develop 9 different mathematical expressions that equal 8. You must use the digits 2, 7, and one other. And that other digit must be a 1 in the first expression, 2 in the next expression, and so on up to 9. You can use a digit once and only once in each expression. You may use the 4 arithmetic symbols, plus, minus, times, and divided by, as well as exponents and decimal points. You may use parentheses as you need them. For example, using the digits 2, 7, and 1, you could make the expression 2 plus 7 minus 1. That's an easy one. Some of the others are harder. So again, make 9 different mathematical expressions equaling 8 using the digits 2, 7, and one other, and that one other being 1 through 9, once each. Can you do it?
No. But I can try. When I can try, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you. If you are the winner, you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. I don't know. You lost me at exponent, I think. With this one, it looks like a great fun. Well, I'll need the week to work on it. So thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.